Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on into our Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. This June 18th, going until 5:30 this evening. That's when LSU baseball will be cranking up their pregame coverage. I begin to break it all down as they take on the Arkansas Razorbacks in the semifinals at the College World Series. In action right now, we got Coastal Carolina taking on Louisville. And since this game started, it's been all Chanticleers. 10-3 right now in the top of the eighth inning. One out in the top of the eighth with Louisville at bat. And looks like we could possibly see a rematch for Jay Johnson against those Chanticleers who lost a couple years back with the Arizona Wildcats when Jay was there to Coastal Carolina. If the Tigers can advance, a win this evening puts them in the finals. It sure looks like Coastal Carolina heading there right now. Like I mentioned, a 10-3 lead, top of the eighth inning. We'll keep you updated there as we prepare for our LSU pregame coverage. Steve Geller along with Cullen Steele with you today, 4 to 5:30, as we gear up for that action. And last night, some NHL going on between Florida Panthers, Edmonton Oilers. We saw the Panthers just come out, really dominate the Oilers in that decisive Game 6, winning 5-1. Now back-to-back Stanley Cups for the Panthers. Cullen, were you intrigued at all with the Stanley Cup action or didn't really tune in?
It's not the craziest win I've ever seen, considering that it's back-to-back, but also they were in it 2 years ago, so they've made it three times. So they, it's like almost the reverse Chiefs. They made it, lost, and then win-win instead of win-win, made it, lost. So I kind of was happy with whoever wins because it's going to be history either way.
I was just happy for USA dominance over Canada.
I'm not as hard-brained like that. I should have stuck like that.
Yeah, it's been a while since the Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup, and Florida extending that streak last night, 5-1 win for the Panthers, and just really tough go all around for Edmonton. Had no answer for the Florida's onslaught of offense, and goaltending definitely the big key, where Skinner failed for the Edmonton Oilers, but a lot of it too was just they were not really giving him a ton of help last night. A lot of shots on goal and some mistakes from the goaltender as well. There's one save that he kind of pushed off to the side with his waffle or blocker, whatever you want to call it, instead of maybe gloving it or being able to put it to the side, setting up a Florida Panthers goal right there. So congrats to the Cats in Florida. I know the Canadians are extra spicy over that, considering they don't even have ice in Florida.
It might get a lot better for them if the Thunder win. They got SGA. They can kind of parade that around. You know, we'll see.
I was told, too, my buddy who lives in Tampa Bay said that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium, Raymond James Stadium, in 2026 will actually hold one of the outdoor games in February. So they're going to have a bunch of those cooling coils put on the turf over there, the grass, and I'm just curious to see how that works out because I can't imagine
the temperatures. For the Panthers?
The Florida Panthers will be playing. I forget who he said is going to end up being in action in the game.
Here's the question I've got for you, and you can ask him.
Or maybe it's the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm sorry.
Either way, the question still remains. Will they fire the Cannons? I hope they will. Get as much use out of them as you can.
What was definitely firing this LSU baseball team against, you know, in the grounds against UCLA. We saw that two-game fiasco of Monday getting delayed, Tuesday picking back up in the morning. I know, Cullen, you were waiting around Monday night for that game to resume, and it never did. But finally, when the Tigers did get back in action, they picked back up right where they left off in that matchup, really just dominating the UCLA Bruins, never really had a chance. Hopefully that offense, we continue to see that carry into this game against a really scary Arkansas squad. We know those SEC teams are amongst the elite, and Arkansas definitely, if not the best, one of the best teams in the nation this year, although you can say that about the Tigers as well.
I will say, you and I were talking about this before we got on the air. We were talking about, you know, kind of the setup in the schedule, the fact that you do have to lose twice.
Right.
To Arkansas to be completely knocked out. You've got a bit of a safety net. And I got to wonder if you win tonight, you have an extra day of rest because the College World Series will not start Friday. It'll start Saturday. It'll be Saturday, Sunday, Monday this year. I think it's always like that. But you'll get an extra day of rest if you kind of take care of business tonight. So I'm wondering if the win con of who he wants to go to on the mound will be tonight.
Right. Still don't know yet who the Tigers are tossing.
We'll let you know when we do. I'm hoping that it might be a bullpen game. I'm thinking, honestly, regardless of how you start, I think you're going to try and end with Einason. If you're not getting your butt handed to you down by like 4 to 5 runs, maybe even down like 1 or 2, like I think you're going to try to go all out because that extra day of rest would be unbelievable for this team.
Yeah, it's curious to see how Jay Johnson will handle everything, but he's been masterful thus far. So we'll be giving you that lineup and also pitching on whoever's getting the nod on the mound when we find out. Should be shortly as we get ready for pregame coverage. Set to begin at 5:30. Like I said, that first pitch coming 6 o'clock. WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Today, some Saints news. Heard in the Sports Flash, Cullen, you mentioned some UFL players coming to the black and gold.
Yes. Seth Green and then...
The actor.
Not the actor. But give me this, because there's so many FLs out there. There's the NFL. There's the UFL. There's the USFL. And then there's the XFL?
The XFL is no longer a thing. The USFL kind of merged with the UFL, I believe.
Okay, because when I was in the Flash and what I was reading was there was a keen distinction between the USFL and the UFL. So much so that I made that distinction and I might have looked like an idiot. Let's fingers crossed hope I didn't. But I'm wondering, like, I have no clue. I just know the NFL.
Right. So we have a new tight end in Seth Green. Mm-hmm. Don't know too much about him, like you said.
He did try out last week, though. We know that.
Right, was part of that. And we'll definitely, you know, get more from Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, who will join us after the first break. But that was something I mentioned to you going into the program. The tight end depth is definitely a big question mark, I feel, for this Saints squad. So it might, you know, this addition of Seth Green seems at first glance as a camp body, but we'll have to wait and see exactly when training camp comes around. We did find out the Saints will be reporting July 17th, right?
27th.
Sorry, 27th.
Yeah.
All my dates are all messed up.
Well, yeah, because you said 22nd, and I was like, yeah, they're going to be there in a week. And you're like, no, Cullen, July, not June. So we'll have about a month of downtime where we're not really going to have much Saints news. Fingers crossed something good comes, but we'll just wait and see. I did want to mention before we got a little bit too away from it, though, the other signing the Saints had, Barry
Wesley.
Right,
offensive lineman.
On the inverse, a position that now is kind of incredibly deep, at least you hope, offensive lineman. So you're kind of like, you're filling the holes, nothing set in stone. I got to wonder, you know, where things are going to align. I'm thinking Seth Green's got a better shot than Wesley right now, but I think that's by nature of just the position he's in.
Yeah, and see him from Barry Wesley, the offensive lineman, formerly of the Birmingham Stallions, also the Atlanta Falcons and Seattle Sea Dragons. Like you mentioned, some XFL experience to boot, but did spend time with the Atlanta Falcons, so has some... he's familiar with the NFC South and the rivalry.
Let's hope he's on our side.
For sure. Looking forward to training camp. Like I mentioned, players, veterans, and rookies will be reporting July 27th. We also know the Saints will be heading
22nd,
out.
22nd, right?
22nd?
Okay, we said 17th, 22nd, and 27th. For the listeners, let's nail it down. I thought I read 22nd. 2-2.
You're right, 22nd. But okay. I said 27th, huh?
We started with 17, and then we went 27th. So I just want to make sure we get
Bingo.
It right.
Bingo! Yeah, I'm all over the place on my date. Sorry, folks. Saints, yeah, veterans and vets reporting, veterans and rookies reporting July 22nd. That'll be starting out at Metairie. We'll be shortly awaiting a official schedule from the New Orleans Saints to find out what dates will be available for fans to attend. I know Hudat's definitely anxious to get their first glimpse of the Kellen Moore Saints beginning a new regime out here in a whole new quarterback. We don't have Derek Carr around anymore, so that's that battle between Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck will definitely be in full throttle. I know that, you know, there's been a lot of talk too that might necessarily be who the Saints end up with. There could be a veteran coming in. I just don't feel like that's going to happen at this point, though.
I don't know. I think the summarization I had forever ago of like, it crumbs on the table come August, you're just going to see what's out there kind of deal. You know it's not Rodgers anymore. You don't really think it's
Hallelujah.
Kirk. I mean, I just don't. There's not many other options out there. I did want to mention, we didn't bring it up, isn't in the flash. It was announced from the NFL themselves today, all of the joint practices that teams
Correct.
Will be
yeah.
having over, you know, the training camp, preseason kind of window for the most part. Saints have none.
No, they're going out west for a little stint in Irvine, California,
yeah,
but won't be practicing with any teams.
Yeah, no joints, so.
I always thought it was really good work, but I'm curious,
yeah.
like, you know, Coach Kellen Moore, I guess, feels maybe his first year with this squad, he's not interested in having those joint workouts at teams. He just wants to keep it solo.
That and go play paintball.
Right, exactly. Speaking of that, did you see the video of Tyler Shuck shucking oysters?
I did. I was wondering when that was going to happen. I
got a little nervous, though, seeing him with that knife in his hand. I'm like, please don't slip and cut yourself.
No, he's a pro. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's a shucker.
Yeah, it's in the name.
We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk, get back with more of our Saints talk. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joins us right here. You can sign off as well. Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and text line 504-260-1870. We are gearing up for LSU baseball versus Arkansas. That's a 6 o'clock first pitch right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Taking a break and return with more action right here on Sports Talk after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk, Steve Gell along with Cullen Steele bringing you till 5:30 pregame coverage, LSU baseball, 6 o'clock first pitch against Arkansas. I've been talking about a bunch of Saints news today to help us break that all down. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak and also digital content producer for WWL on the line right now. Jeff, a little bit of a busy black and gold day. How's it going, man?
It's going good. It's going good. How about you guys?
Doing all right. I've been butchering the dates of the Saints training camp to start the show. So we know now July 22nd that the veterans and rookies will be reporting for camp in Metairie.
Yes, that is correct.
So they'll spend some time there. I'm sure we'll get to see the fans out there as well again to enjoy some black and gold practices. And then August 6th is when you guys will be heading out west, not for joint practices, just for a little break from the heat.
Yeah, it was also confirmed there will be no joint practices for the Saints this year because there's a whole list of them and the Saints aren't on it. But yeah, there'll be about 2 weeks of practice in Metairie. We'll see how much time they spend outside. Right, I don't think they'll have much excuse to hide from the heat, knowing that, like you mentioned, they're going to be heading to Irvine for 10 days starting on August 6th. So, yeah, I mean, they'll probably be pushing themselves a little bit. I'm sure that I'm sure a good number of those practices will be open to the public. And, you know, it's interesting because they had kind of a secondary setup that they used during minicamp. I wouldn't say it was the full setup because you've been there. You saw it for the second day. Like, it was a tamped down version of what they would do for the normal joint practices. I would guess they could probably fit twice as many people as they hosted for that one. I'm sure those will be exciting as well.
A little bit of roster news today. The Saints signing a tight end, Seth Green, and also an offensive lineman and Barry Wesley, both playing in the UFL. I don't know how much information you have on these guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know a ton about Wesley. I did kind of go down the rabbit hole of Seth Green, which is kind of a funny name
for
a big
actor.
Football player. The Seth Green that I was aware of prior to today is this little measly guy who does voices on Family Guy and whatnot. But yeah, Seth Green's interesting. He started college at Minnesota, eventually transferred to Houston. He actually went into college as a quarterback his freshman year and sophomore year. He was a quarterback, then kind of got converted to a quarterback / wildcat player, eventually was converted completely to receiver, and now going into pro football, he's a tight end. So kind of an interesting background. You know, maybe if you're looking for a guy who could simulate Taysom Hill, if your goal is to include Taysom Hill in the offense and he's not going to be available for the first however long of camp, maybe he's a guy who could do some of that simulated work to get that part of the playbook installed. That's the first thing that came to mind for me, because he is that type of player. Obviously, there's only one Taysom Hill, but he's a big-bodied, physical dude who understands how to play under center, take snaps, do all that. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what their plan is for him. They had a couple roster spots open because of the retirements, so those are filled now. I would expect Taysom to start camp on the PUP list, which would, you know, allow them to stay at 91. I think they can have 91 because of Charlie Smith. I think you still get that roster exemption for the international player. But yeah, I mean, they're maxing it out for sure.
You mentioned with Taysom Hill, there's really been no new updates on his, you know, recovery from knee surgery, right?
I mean, we saw him, so that's an update in itself, right? He was at practice the first day of practice. He was at the facility. So I don't know how much in one-on-one interaction there had been with Kellen Moore and Taysom Hill prior to that. I'm sure they had talked, but probably not in person, or at least not an extensive amount of time in person. You know, Kellen was asked whether he thought he was good, Kasem would be able to get out there for camp. He kind of, you know, prevaricated. He kind of worked around it. Like he said, there's really no timeline right now. We're not going to get into timeline. So, you know, that's not a great sign in terms of, you know, if he was going to be, if they were hoping he was going to be ready for camp, I think we would have got a more confident answer.
Right.
But we'll just have to wait and see. And I would be surprised if he's not, you know, 2-3 weeks out before he gets onto the field at all. But we'll have to wait and see. Taysom Hill is a guy that I've learned not to bet against when it comes to recovery timelines, because if you remember a few years back, he tore his lisfranc in his foot on the final game of the season. I don't think anyone expected him to be back for camp the next year, and he was out there like nothing happened. So he is kind of a freak in that way. But I'm not optimistic about his availability, at least not until late in camp.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And Jeff, talking about some retired guys, you were at the Saints Hall of Fame announcement today of who will be inducted into the 2025 class this year. Former cornerback Tracy Porter, we all know well from that great Super Bowl run from the black and gold. Also safety Brett Maxey. And then two other awards, the Joe Gemelli Award, the Florida Lee Award, going to former WGNO sports director Ed Daniels. And then also the Saints Hall of Fame Courage Award, another name we're very familiar with, and Steve Gleason.
Yeah, they actually invented that award today.
I thought that was funny from Steve.
Yeah, I was like, thanks for creating another award for me. One of the amazing things about Steve Gleason is that he still can have timing with his joke deliveries. Like, he genuinely gets laughs, and it's not like pity laughs. It's like, oh, that's actually funny. And that's remarkable in and of itself, that he can kind of maintain that sense of humor. But no, you know, Ed Daniels, What struck me in that setting was, you know, how long is it going to be before there is an Ed Daniels Award that's being handed out, right? It kind of feels like that's just going to happen before long. But no, it's really cool to see him honored in that way. You know, I was out at camp when that news came down, and it was like a ton of bricks falling on your head. And one thing Robin Daniels mentioned is, you know, they were out there. WGNO wasn't going to send him out there. He was going out there to cover it on his own dime because he had never missed a training camp. That's how much it meant to him. Huh. So, yeah, I mean, it's still tragic to kind of think about that a year later, but it's really cool how the Saints are honoring him in that way. As far as, you know, Tracy Porter and Brett Maxey, and, you know, I don't remember Brett Maxey all that well. Bobby would have a much better story to tell about Brett Maxey, because, you know, that was the Dome Patrol secondary, right? We talk about the Dome Patrol. We never talk about the safeties. We talk about the linebackers. You know, I have a Dome Patrol poster on my wall. I couldn't have named it a secondary, but, you know, it's cool to, you know, like, that was such a great defense that, you know, every piece of it, and that's something Ken Trahan was talking about, like, every piece of that defense had a star in it, you know, and he was one of those. And then you kind of flash forward, you know, a couple decades, and you have Tracy Porter, who, you know, we've talked about this. You know, we were saying, okay, who's kind of missing in the Saints Hall of Fame? And he was always a name you would bring up, and it was a question of, like, yeah, he didn't have a particularly long Saints career. He was only here for 4 years. But, like, I think in the Hall of Fame, in the team Hall of Fame, you know, having iconic moments associated with you, like, you can't tell the story of the Saints without mentioning Tracy Porter's name. You know, that iconic photo of him holding the ball out as he returned the touchdown or the interception for Peyton Manning. And then a week earlier, it was Brett Favre making this wildest decision I've ever seen in an NFC Championship game, and Tracy taking full advantage. So, you know, it was cool to hear from those guys today, and it's just, like, kind of generational, right? Like, two great defenses. You know, we think of them in different ways because of the heights they reached, but, you know, today was a day for the safeties.
Yeah, no, like you said, I always thought Tracy Porter belonged in the team Hall of Fame just because, I mean, you think of a Saints highlight, you're probably going to see either Drew Brees, Garrett Hartley, or Tracy Porter. If you, like, Google Saints highlight, I would imagine one of those guys are going to pop up.
Thomas Morstead might be in there too. You know, Reggie Bush maybe. But, yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Now the, you know, team's on a break right now until we get to ready for training camp. Any more, you know, group activities you know of playing with this team? I saw that the Saints social media team put out a video of Tyler Shuck actually shucking some oysters, which got me a little nervous watching it.
Yeah, he was getting a little loose handed with the gear there. Those hands are valuable. Be careful. But I mean, I'm sure they're going to have a lot of stuff planned. You know, a lot of the veterans kind of go their own way. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that people have to handle. Like, this is the 6 week period where it's like, all right, if you got stuff to deal with, you do it now, because once you come back in late July, it's, you know, the rubber meets the road, wheels are up. We're not, you know, messing around. So yeah, I mean, I'm not sure personally what exactly they have planned. I'm sure the social media team is busy kind of coming up with ways to use names as puns and whatnot. But no, this is always a weird time because we get so excited for the next season during, like, the OTAs and then the minicamp. And then you kind of just hit pause on the VHS or whatever you want to say. But, you know, what I always say is, during this time of year, I don't want to hear about players, right? Like, I don't want my Twitter to blow up and I see someone's name come across and I have to, oh gosh, what happened? Right.
Yeah, like an a la Shador Sanders today.
Well, sure. This is a time of year where, you know, when people's names pop up,
it's never good.
A lot of times it's because they got in trouble for some reason. Like Marshawn Lattimore a few years back was an example. You know, like, it's just, you just don't want to deal with that. Like, that's the last thing you want to talk about this time of year. You want to just talk about next season. So I'm having my fingers crossed that I don't hear about these guys too much, and we can just come back in July and talk about football.
Well, Jeff, I know a team you know well, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, have advanced to the finals of the College World Series, getting an 11-3 win over Louisville. Back in the day, did you get to cover them at all?
Yes, I did. You know, I Jerry Gilmore big tied me one time. You know, they had a bad loss to, I think it was Minnesota. I can't recall. I think it was Minnesota. And I went to go interview him, and he was so mad about how the game went, he wouldn't talk to me. But no, it was a fun team. It's a fun program. You know, they have a nice teal football field. I remember when that went in, it was like, you know, you had Boise State with the blue, and then you had Coastal Carolina with the teal. It was awful to look at. But when I covered the football team, they were FCS, and they were up facing North Dakota State and losing every year. But no, I mean, it's for such a small program in Conway, South Carolina, right? It's kind of fascinating that their baseball program is as elite as it is, right? Like, you kind of put them up there with, you know, not necessarily up there with like a Duke basketball, but it's like that's the size of the school compared to, wow, they are competing for titles, not just, hey, we're in it. Like, Murray State got to the College World Series, and it was like, wow, like a program like Murray State, you never expected them to win the thing. Coastal Carolina goes there, and you're like, wow, they're a legit threat to win the entire thing. You know, they showed up on a 24-game win streak. That's wild. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to see that.
Always appreciate your time, Jeff, and I'll definitely be talking to you on Friday for Sports Talk.
Yes, sir. Take care.
St. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joining us there. You can check out his work at WWL.com. And, yeah, Coastal Carolina punching their ticket to the finals, 11-3 victory over Louisville, a 26th straight victory for the Chanticleers.
Don't mention it. I keep telling you that I think they kind of got the easy side of that bracket. I'm not going to lie.
They got it done.
They might make me eat my words if the Tigers make
it. They're a tough team, man, all around.
I know. And if there's a team to lose to, it's a team with that name and those colors, if there's ever a team.
LSU knows them well, and so does Jay Johnson.
I hope we move past. We get our revenge.
Taking a break on Sports Talk. You can chime in on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and text line today, 504-260-1870. Game one final, 11-3 in Omaha. Coastal Carolina moving on to the finals. Will the same be true for LSU this evening against Arkansas? 5:30 pregame coverage, 6 o'clock first pitch right here on WWL. Be back right after the break. Back here on Sports Talk for our Bet365 triple option feature. Talk about some of the biggest news and stories around sports on the day. And boy, oh boy, right before we got on air, a bomb dropped. It was the fact that the LA Lakers are going to be having some new ownership. Mark Walter apparently buying the team at approximately a $10 billion evaluation. It'll mark the largest scale of a U.S. professional sport team all time. Jeannie Buss, though, a little bit odd, will continue to serve as her role as the Lakers governor, according to sources that Sharm Charania from ESPN talked to. Walter is the CEO and chairman of a diversified holding group, TWG Global, has interests in multiple professional sports organizations, including the LA Dodgers, the LA Sparks, the Billie Jean Cup, Cadillac Formula One team, and the Professional Women's Hockey League. Now, the Lakers have been owned by the Buss family since 1979. Jerry Buss bought the franchise from Jack Kent Cooke in a $67.5 million transaction that also included the LA Kings and the Los Angeles Forum. Since 1980, the Lakers have won 11 championships, the most by any NBA team in that span. The Lakers passed to Buck's children. The Lakers were passed down to Buck's children. Buss died in 2013, and his daughter Jeannie has served as the Lakers' governor since. Walter, meanwhile, has been a stakeholder in the Lakers since 2021, where he also received a right of first refusal on the majority share of the team. Really interesting stuff to see the sale of the Lakers right now, and the fact that for the amount and the fact, like I said, Jeannie Buss is going to remain around as the team's governor, which I'm kind of scratching my head at.
Yeah, you would think that you sell it, you kind of move on, you kind of like, not I don't want to use the phrase, but not because it's a bad thing, but just kind of that's how it is. You kind of like wash your hands.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Like, you're done. Like that chapter,
new owner, new, you know, governor
seems a little odd. I don't know why you'd want to like keep her on,
so
or why
owner,
she'd want to keep.
She's continuing the same old business as usual, so we'll see how that works out for them.
It's weird.
What you got for triple option today, Cullen?
The Ravens are becoming scarier.
Beefing up that secondary.
They picked up because of Lamar Jackson, I assume. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the mini camp. He pleaded with the general manager to go get him Eric DaCosta, the general manager of the Ravens. Him being Green Bay Packers cornerback Jair Alexander. who they only picked up for what, $6 million, $2 million in incentives? That now makes their secondary room look, I don't want to say from hell, because I think hell might be easier to deal
with. I've seen plenty of social media posts and tweets saying, do this, you know, the Ravens now have the scariest secondary in the NFL.
Marlon Humphrey, Jair Alexander, Nate Wiggins, Kyle Hamilton, Malachi Starks. I mean, here's the question.
Yeah.
Is their defense significantly better? Secondary is. Is their defense better? Does this like push them over the hump, over the hurdle of what they've been unable to do in the playoffs? Can they beat Josh Allen? Can they beat Patrick Mahomes?
That's the big question right there. You nailed it right there. Can you get past the likes of the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs?
I don't know if this does that. Certainly doesn't not do it. Certainly doesn't make it harder.
I definitely feel like the Ravens and the Bills are coming into this season, you know, held them for leather, as the Cajun cannon would say.
It's felt like for the past couple of years in the Patrick Mahomes era, it's been every August, it's, hey, every team in the AFC that has a Super Bowl within their grasp is pushing their chips into the center. They're pushing, they're standing up, they're going all in. And we've heard that for like 3 or 4 years now. And they just, no one can do it. No one can do enough to beat it. The Eagles were able to do it, but no one can do it. I don't know if this makes them a contender or more of a contender, since I think they are already a contender. I also don't know if this is the nail in the coffin that they need. Their secondary was already so good. You're not like, you know, you're not making it. You're not taking a part of their team that's in the 60s and pushing it to the 90s. You're taking a part of their team that's at 97 and making it 99. You know, like there's not, it'll be scary, not scarier, but it'll be scary. And then for, I don't want to leave us with just double for triple option.
No double
today.
Trouble. We got triple option here, baby.
I did find a piece from ESPN about how the Panthers in their celebration last night against, or after winning the Stanley Cup, they dented and cracked the actual trophy, the Stanley Cup trophy.
I saw that. It looked like a bullet hole or something through it.
I don't know. Apparently, this report from ESPN says, spokesperson for the Hockey Hall of Fame said the keepers of the cup, God, that'd be such a title to have, the keepers of the cup are taking the appropriate steps and plan to have it repaired by the celebration parade on Sunday. So you mentioned to me in the break, you were like, no, that's probably a replica.
So it wasn't a replica
cup. It sounds like the real deal. Apparently made of silver and nickel alloy, the 37-pound cup is relatively malleable. Very squishy. You can really knock that thing over.
What I always love, it's one of the most, if not the best trophy in all of sports.
100%.
And as they keep adding teams,
yep,
you keep adding rings to the trophy as well. So who knows what the thing's going to look like in 10 more years.
That's the thing. Oh my God. There was an LSU game that had a delay. Not the other one, but a one a couple months ago.
You know, the one of many.
One of many. And I fell into a rabbit hole of digging into the like Stanley Cup trophy as a whole. And the way these rings are set up, it's the rings are kind of moved up like layers of a cake over time. Right. So you're kind of like, you're at the bottom and then you'll move to the top. And the names of, you know, players and teams are etched in over time. And if you time it right, you can be on the trophy for at maximum like 60 years. And then what they do when they inevitably have too many names and they need to add a new ring, but it's always been like 5 rings. I know previously it was like only 1 or 2 and then they added to it and so on, so on, so on. Now it's like limited to 5. They then take the rings, take them off the cup, and then put them in the Hockey Hall of Fame. So they don't just like trash them or give, and they can't give them to the team who has that ring because on that section of the cup, there's like 10 teams, so like right, 6 or 7 teams. So you can't really just give one away.
So it doesn't have the entire NHL Stanley Cup history on the trophy, you're saying now?
No. I want to say the cup in of itself has like the last 50 to 60 years at any given time.
I did not know that.
And those rings are then, because I mean, imagine like those cups have got to be, it's got to be like, I wonder how many of those rings are kind of just in the Hockey
Hall
of Fame.
Right, because it's not just the team name, like you said, it's the names of the players as well.
It's every, those rings have, if you look at the engraving, it's like 40 to 50. If a team wins and they got 40 to 50 names. It's not just team, year, coach.
That's pretty cool.
Like, it's not just that simple.
Well, that wraps up our triple option feature. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Pre-game coverage, LSU baseball coming up at 5:30. Right now, we're going to get to our top of the hour news break and come back with more Sports Talk. Hear from new Saints Hall of Fame inductee Tracy Porter after the break. Be back on Sports Talk after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.